Hold Me Close, written by Bell Creative, read by Mistborn Hero. A Star Wars podfic rated as explicit, featuring the relationship Padme, Erdae, Rave, Save, Sache, Janne. It is tagged for canon divergence, festivals, humor, excessive drinking, romance, polyamory, mutual pining, cuddling and snuggling, nudity, explicit sexual content, cunnilingus, royalty, teasing, flirting, lazy mornings, fluff and smut, Naboo, sleeping together, banter. There's hardly been an occasion to drink herself silly. Not since being queen at 14 years old. Naboo and its governed, esteemed individuals believed that young women were far too rational and educated to act carelessly and to put anyone, including themselves, into an extremely vulnerable position. Padme hopes this is true. She has no immediate recollection of the Festival of Lights After Dusk, save for the matter of too much scent wine, purplish in quality, and strong with its bright floral aroma, bare and thick grass against Padme's naked toes, the crackles of rocket bombs exploding above, an ensemble of laughter far in the distance and joyous, Save's dark brown eyes on her, moist with unshed tears and full of the heavenly glimmer of the universe. Save, the first woman Padme ever shared a kiss with. They had been so young, green as goblin moss while still training to be Naboo royal handmaidens. She chased a laughing, bright-faced Save into one of the lone and dirty corridors, pinning her to the wall and staring deeply, longingly into her eyes. The skin on their palms had been smooth as the surface of a neutron star, their fingers locking down. Padme initiated the kiss, furrowing her brow and touching their spit-sticky mouths together. She gasped out when Save's lips quickly opened against hers, her tongue curiously prodding over the fleshy pink flushed seam. Padme doubts they truly knew what they were doing right then, clumsy and reckless as girls. Padme's skull throbs, far too much warm and white sunlight hastes into the royal bedchambers. She wakes sluggishly to the odor of a flesh-brewed calf and various perfumes and sweat. Sache notices and yet draws no attention to either of them, quietly stroking over Padme's temple and her forehead. The silken, round cushions feel cool and lightweight. Padme swallows down a moan. When Janne croaks out a loud, boisterous laugh, Janne's thin, chapped lips poof out a twist of pale lavender, noxious smoke. "By all the holy stars, you are a brat!" Rave snaps, grabbing the cigarette and tossing it. More laughter. All of her handmaidens appear to be without their garments, cozily stretching out on the bed and on each other. Erdae leans over to rub Janne's back, gently mouthing a line over her neck and smirking at Rave. Janne cools out, lifting her arms to thread her fingers into her own hair, and fluttering her eyelashes. It earns a huffing noise and an eye roll from Rave, but the sterner and tanned-skinned woman comes forward. No one has ever made a more precise markswoman than Rave, to Padme's memory. She is more durasteel than ice, and Jenna has plenty of wildfire inside her. To melt her down and soften Ravi's walls, built so high and so solid. A groan of ecstasy rips out of Jenna when Erdae's hand locates her mound and Ravi's face presses to her cunt. She braces herself and folds her legs around Ravi's head, arcing backwards into Erdae. Erdae is seemingly paler than the others, with tiny rosebud breasts. Her golden blonde hair like starshine, and her blue eyes are clear as Naboo's water. She's never without smiling at the women at Padme, eager to please her and groom her, begging for the mutual affection given from Padme's handmaidens. Sache observes as she has done since Padme has known her, her expressions solemn and pensive. Her thumb massages over Padme's cheek until the queen adjusts herself, sleepily taking the digit past her lips and teeth. She nibbles and grazes tenderly on Sache's thumb, tasting like a hint of sweet honey and linen. The other woman, Shatter, exhales, her breasts heaving, gazing down on Padme with a feverishly admiring stare. That's when Padme feels someone else pry her away with careful intentions, holding her nakedness to themselves. "Good morning, my queen," Save whispers, rasping into Padme's ear and breathing hotly. Every inch of Save feels supple and heated against the drowsiness, familiar. Padme mills out a low, surprised sound when Save's forefinger travels over her hip, etching her shape, running over her inner thigh and knitting. Sache joins her wordlessly, raising one of Padme's knees and petting her, helping her feel calm. Save's forefinger pushes through the sleek oozing out of Padme's entrance and wetting to her dark brown curls, fondling with those cunt lips, pinching, tugging lightly. Her pure sense of arousal heightens at the welcoming, filthy view of Ravi's chin gleaming with Jenna's fluids, as she begins to roughly finger her, panting. Jenna shuts her eyes and muffles out her orgasm against Erdae's hand slamming down to her lips. All of Jenna's face and throat deepens into crimson. There's tea and flat cakes with galactic fruit, left by the servants. Save's voice rasps again in Padme's ear. Calmly and matter-of-factly, her mouth touches briefly over the corner of Padme's mouth and then her earlobe, nibbling down slowly. Padme thinks hazily she can still taste a pickled egg and yogurt from last afternoon's meal, when Sache bends over, kissing Padme deeply. Ravi and Sache already took egg omelettes. "Bumble fluff," Ravi mutters, wiping off her peters with a wrist and crawling towards them. "Forgive me," Save corrects herself tonelessly. "It was mostly Ravi." A soft, clapping smack lands on Save's upper arm. Padme tries to laugh along with her handmaidens, rosy and luminous in the sunlight. She moans and jolts away, her skull throbbing all over, harder than before, the tut and fuss hovering over Padme until she's sheltered into the hot, comfortable darkness, where passion and cherishing words are not feared, regretted. Once they are more alert, Padme will escort Save into the palace courtyard and ask her why. Why she cried so beautifully and dismally when they were by themselves in a field of green and lighted skies. when celebrations outweighed their sorrows, their thoughts rooted in farewells and journeys to come. For now, silence and this embrace from all of her handmaidens will be enough for Padmé's aches. The end. This has been recorded for Polypod Week 2025. I hope you've enjoyed. I love anything with Padmé and her handmaidens and just Padmé in general. Yeah, she's my favorite. She's my favorite. I love her forever. And I love her handmaidens. They're so fun. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today.